Hello and welcome to The Lamplighter. If you were with us yesterday, you know that we did a tour of an event that's coming up here in Effingham on Saturday, August the 15th with Mark Gregston. He's with Heartlight Ministries, and you can hear him on WJLY Saturdays at 7 o'clock. Powerful wisdom on the avoiding the common pitfalls of parenting teens. You may be a parent, grandparent, aunt, and uncle. You're raising someone that you didn't think you would be, and you want to do it right. Mark has some really powerful tools for you, and we're very glad to be with him right now. Mark Gregston, thank you so much for joining us a second time to talk about
absolutely
your whole seminar. First of all, tell us again, what is Heartlight Ministries?
Well, Heartlight is a residential counseling center for struggling teens, and my wife and I started it 30-some years ago, and we've now lived with over 3,000 kids, and somebody goes, well, what crazy person would actually do that? These are kids that are just like your kids and my kids and that are struggling. They've made poor decisions or something catastrophic has happened in their life. Either a space shuttle blows up or the World Trade Center goes down or, you know, a family member is killed in an accident and they start making poor choices. And so kids come here and we help them work through the difficulties and hardships. But more importantly, here's the thing that I think is more important is that we spend time helping parents engage differently with their child. We know that we're not going to be around all this child's life, but the parents will. And they'll have more influence in the life of their child than we ever will. And we give them some very practical and insightful tips that we've learned through the years that are effective against a culture that's spinning out of control. And so we help parents engage with their child differently to be able to offer them what a parent wants to transfer to them, whether it be those values and morals, that moral compass, those biblical values, those principles that change lives and really the character that you want to build into your child, to do it in such a way that a child embraces that and wants that in their life, rather than us feeling like as parents and grandparents, so we always have to be shoving something down their throat. You can develop a relationship with a kid. And that's what I spend a lot of time talking about in my seminar. Here's how you can transfer this, and here's some things that you can do within your home to change the atmosphere. If communication is down, if you're struggling with your child, if they're saying things about your values that go completely contrary to what you've taught them, I mean, any of those things. I'm about engaging with kids and we've learned it all from living with all these kids throughout the years.
Sounds extremely interesting. And I understand the seminar, which will be on Saturday, August the 15th at the Thelma Keller Convention Center, is going to go very fast the whole day. Is that right?
You know, it does go fast. And I tell you the reason that it does. And I speak to women and men, but I try to aim it at men. It's very practical. It's engaging. Everybody's going to be laughing every 5 to 6 minutes throughout the day as we talk about stuff, and it's very light. It's not something that's so heavy, and because I never tell anybody they're wrong, because as parents, we really aren't wrong. We're just doing things that are no longer effective. Men don't like to be told they're wrong, and mm-hmm. I go, am I right? And everybody goes, yeah, see, I told you, you know, and so if we can get, you know, a dad involved in the life of their kids, then it complements a mother's involvement with their child as well. And then there's plenty of teens that are being raised by single moms, and there's plenty of teens out there being raised by grandparents. And so how do you engage with kids in such a way that ensures that when they get married 5 or 10 years from now, that you're at their wedding with no regrets? When you leave and are gone, that you leave a legacy in their life. And a legacy is not what you know, leave in their bank account, but it's what you've deposited into their hearts that will remain with them forever. What are we doing now that's going to ensure that we have a relationship with our kids, which means we'll continue to have influence, we'll be able to give guidance throughout the rest of, we're always going to be a parent, or we're always going to be a grandparent. Mm-hmm. So how do we remain engaged to always offer them something? And especially in days like this, where we ought to be having a lot of discussions with our kids about what's happening in the world today and take advantage of the time that we've been given as we shelter in place and hunker down and, you know, everything that that sometimes we've prayed for. I want more time with my kids. Now people are going, oh, I got to get away from my kids, you know. And perhaps it's because they need to learn some new tools of engagement and not take life so seriously, so that you're creating a place of rest at home.
Look, Mark, let me ask you a question. For everybody that's going to have some teenagers, maybe the kids are 8, 9, or 10, what is the one or two positive things that you want to do at the very beginning to avoid the pitfalls, to establish a real strong teenage set of years?
Well, what a great question. You know, I think that the greatest confusion happens when we as parents of preteens are given coffee mugs and T-shirts that say world's greatest mom and world's greatest dad, and we begin to think we're wonderful and great parents to the point that we continue to use the same style of parenting when they turn teens. And this is the only time that I tell somebody that they're wrong. If you think that the tools in your toolbox that got you those awards of T-shirts and coffee mugs in the preteen years are going to work in the teen years, you're wrong. And I've seen the greatest of families be destroyed by a lack of parents' willingness to move from a teaching model to a training model.
Okay.
And we'll spend a lot of time talking about that to make that transition, because a child is changing quickly, mm-hmm. and so a parent has got to change along with them.
Would I be right in assuming that one of the things you have to develop at that point is to learn to respect the fact that they're learning to think on their own? Respect them for who they are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when a child speaks out loud, that we move from talking all the time to now listening. And the reason that's important, a child processes things by speaking out loud. You know, it's the same way when I speak somewhere and I'm talking, I will go through and speak it out loud because it helps me process what I'm saying. And a teen does the same thing. But the tendency is that we spend all of our time, you know, correcting the child, telling them what they've done wrong, what they need to do different, how they can do it better. We spend time correcting instead of focusing on connecting. And that's what they need during their teen years. It's all about connection, because they don't have the same connections that you and I had during our adolescent years of face-to-face conversations, of deep relationships, and okay. and all those things. And so that's where a parent comes into play and has got to fill that void in the life of the child.
Very good. We're talking with Mark Gregston. He's going to be in Effingham on Saturday, August the 15th, and you need to make plans to go. Or if you know someone that's raising teens, even if they're a healthy relationship, this is so solid. Anyone raising teens or about to needs to be at the Thelma Keller Convention Center Saturday, August the 15th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Lunch is provided. There are tickets that are $20 each, a super great buy. The number to call for more information is 618-780-0333, or go to our website, wjly.org, click on the link to go to this website, which I'll give you if you want this one instead, meaeventspresents.square.site. I strongly encourage churches to bring a bunch. Mark, will teens get a gain from coming to this, or do we want to just be the ones who are actually raising them?
Well, you know, I don't think it would be for teens. You know, that's a different group and a different set, and I speak very frankly and very boldly with the parents, and so I'm not so sure that it would be the best place for them.
Okay.
People have asked me all the time to write books and do all this other stuff for other kids, but I haven't done it yet. I haven't had the time. So
this is for the parents, the grandparents, the ones who are actually raising the teenager.
Yeah, aunts and uncles and single moms. Single moms, you come.
Oh, it's tougher more than ever on single moms, I would guess.
Yeah, you know what? And I'll do this. Every single mom that's listening, I will pay your entry fee to come in. I mean, it's a free deal for you. Tell them at the door, and I will pay for you to be there. I think single moms have the toughest job in the world, and I want to help them any way they can. So I will personally pay for any single mom that wants to be there.
Okay, I hope everyone hears that, and I hope you can pass that on to anybody that can do that. The code word is Mark will pay my ticket. And try to make time. I know, you know, again, single moms, you're busy. Who's going to watch the kids? They're just going to burn the house down if I leave for 5 minutes. No, find someone that can watch them. And you get on over there, because it may be that you just need a mental breath of fresh air and some new ideas and just a little downtime. Then you go back refreshed and get up the next morning and say, you know what? I'm going to look different at my 13 or 18 or 12-year-old because I want to respect him or her, and I want to train them to find how God can change their lives. Mark, aren't we actually learning to pass the baton of you? Someday you'll quit listening to me, and I hope you'll start listening more to God himself?
Well, sure, sure. I mean, we're not going to be around. I mean, I think we get this idea that we've got to teach kids how to think on their own. We've got to help them learn how to process. They've got to take the scripture that's been planted in their life and learn how to adapt it to the world that they're living in. They need to be the ones that are fleshing out the principles they've learned. They know the difference between right and wrong. I mean, and if we're always telling them what to do and how to do it, I mean, then they're doing our thing. I don't want them to do my thing. I want them to do their thing.
Encourage
God
them.
God has created them as a unique and special and wonderful individual.
That's important.
And so that's what we've got to do during the teen years is cultivate that rather than feeling like we always have to keep planting seeds. Seeds have been planted. Parents have done a good job. We just need to cultivate it in a way that
wow.
it works.
We're talking with Mark Gregston. Our time has come to an end. You can hear Mark on WJLY 7 o'clock on Saturdays. I encourage you to listen. Heartlight Ministries, where he works with the teens directly and has a high success rate. He will be in Effingham at the Thelma Keller Convention Center. A great opportunity to hear it straight out from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, August the 15th. Call this number for tickets or information, 618-780-0333, or go to our website, wjly.org, and click on the link to go to their website where you can register, meaeventspresents.square.site. And Mark, it's going to be a great time. Thank you so much for coming up. I hope lives are changed eternally because of your efforts up here in Effingham
cool.
on August the 15th.
Cool. Dick, look forward to seeing you. Thanks.
Okay, take care. And to our listeners, thanks for joining us here on The Lamplighter.